This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 11th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today is Veterans Day in the U.S. Today, the NYSE and representatives of the U.S. military will observe a two-minute moment of silence at 9:20 a.m. to honor military servicemen and women. A single strike of the NYSE bell at 9:20 will indicate the start of the moment of silence. Citadel's Ken Griffin sure does not like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. According to the Crane Chicago Business Report from a New York Times summit, Griffin promises to bankroll a Pritzker challenger. "I'm going to make sure that if he runs again, that I am all in to support the candidate who will beat him," Griffin said, according to Crane's. According to Bloomberg, there are three types of sharks that live in the Thames River, which was declared biologically dead back in 1957. There's no word on which banks the sharks work at. Morningstar has a paper out titled "Beyond Net Zero, Supporting the Transition to a Climate-Resistant Planet." Maggie Peloso, a partner at Vinson and Elkins, joined the Modern Money Smart podcast to talk about how the talks in Glasgow will shape the future of ESG and disclosure. Also, the Museum of American Finance on Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, from 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m., is holding a virtual panel discussion on SPACs, the new IPO. The panel will discuss the role of SPACs as an increasingly popular alternative to the more traditional IPO and includes Andrew Cohen, founder and CIO, Defesa Capital Management, E. Ramey Lane, partner Vinson & Elkins LLP, David Panton, managing partner SPAC Operations, Navigation Capital Partners LP, and Eklavya Sarov, Global Head of SPAC Listings and Managing Director of Listing Services at NASDAQ. I replaced the thumbnail of the Ed Tilly video because the first version of it looked like CBOE's chairman, CEO, and president was going to sneeze. Thank you to Bloomberg's Larry Tabb for the heads up. Later today, we are publishing the FIA Expo interview that we did with two TT CEOs, one outgoing and one incoming. Tim Giannopoulos and Keith Todd were interviewed at Expo by Suzanne Cosgrove about the recent deal for SevenRich to purchase Trading Technologies. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. FOW has announced the shortlist for the FOW International Awards 2021. FOW will follow up on December 2nd with an in-person ceremony to announce the 2021 winners and celebrate their excellence and achievements. If you're interested in joining them at the ceremony, you can contact William Brown at wbrowne@euromoneyplc.com. For more information about tickets and table bookings. The CME Group's FedWatch tool, which reflects price moves in the exchange Fed Funds futures contract, now suggests a 17.2% probability of a 25 basis point rate hike at the Federal Open Market Committee's March 22nd meeting. That reading followed the Department of Labor's Wednesday's release of the U.S. Consumer Price Index for October, an inflation gauge that showed a 6.2% increase last month compared with a year earlier. It was the largest 12-month increase since the period ending November 1990, the government said. More analysis is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have two videos out. The first is FIA Expo 2021 video. Ed Tilly lays out Cboe's global vision. John Lothian News interviewed Ed Tilley, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of CBOE Global Markets at FIA Expo last week, following a panel with other U.S. exchange leaders. CBOE is expanding across all geographies and asset classes, and its vision for global growth is providing access to all of its customers, Tilley said in the video interview. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. The second video is FIA Expo 2021 video. CFTC stump corrects misperception, talks politics. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump rolled her eyes when asked who regulates cash cryptocurrency markets. Speaking to John Lothian in a video interview following her keynote address last week at the FIA Expo, Stump said the question is an unfortunate example of what she sees as an ongoing mission to correct confusion over what agency regulates what entity. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Sorry, Wall Street, you're going to have to work New Year's Eve. New Year's Day on a Saturday means work on Friday, Monday. People are going to lose their minds, Boca Forest says. It's the Grinch that stole New Year's. Thanks to whoever created an obscure piece of New York Stock Exchange red tape, officially known as Rule 7.2, U.S. equity markets won't commemorate the start of 2022 with a holiday. My comment, and just like that, a bunch of people asked for a day off. Here's a story from Business Insider. Ken Griffin thinks Bitcoin will be replaced by Ethereum and says the Reddit-fueled conspiracy theories about his involvement in the GameStop saga are like a bad SNL joke. Citadel Ken's Griffin thinks Bitcoin will be disrupted by a superior cryptocurrency based on Ethereum's blockchain in the future, according to a Wednesday interview with DealBook's Andrew Ross Sorkin. The comments came after Griffin said the only way one can value cryptocurrencies is by hoping that someone will buy them at a higher price in the future. Griffin remains skeptical of crypto and to this day sees no commercial case for Bitcoin due to its large energy footprint, low transaction speeds, and vulnerability to fraud. My comment, wait, a bad SNL joke? Ken has no sense of humor, I guess? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's GLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's The Unemployed Trader Who Became a $700 Million Exile, a video about Sanjay Shah and the biggest tax heist in European history. Second was the CBOE video on LinkedIn showing the exchange's progress on the construction of its trading floor. Third was Farex text exchange posted on LinkedIn to promote Farex's trading over 10,000 contracts in a day. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.